For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me, the winning goaltender from the Tuesday night battle against Mercyhurst, Lauren Bench, the redshirt freshman out of Eagan, Minnesota. And first of all, Lauren, you've won the last five of the six games that your team has been on the streak. What's it been like for you?
It's been really exciting. We've been playing really well lately, which is helping me out as a goaltender. Having good defense and keeping shots wide, it's really helped me play well, and we've been putting the puck in the net, so it's just been a really good ride. Hopefully we can keep it going.
You sat out last year, finally now here playing with Aaron Dieters and Kerrigan Dowie, both great goaltenders as well. How much have you guys pushed each other?
Immensely. Every day at practice is a battle, and we're constantly working to make each other better, and it's really helped me better my game, and I really hope I've helped them better theirs.
Before the break, you and two of your other freshmen were named WCHA Players of the Week, sweeping Minnesota State. How cool was it to get awarded for your defensive play?
I was really honored to get that. There's a lot of great players on every team that was playing that weekend, so it was a really big honor to get that, and it was deserved for the other two girls on our team, and it's just really exciting that we could have three girls on our team take those awards.
I know Emily Berglund had been a bit snake bit at the beginning of the season. She was last year's leading goal scorer. She's finally getting on the scoreboard and scored two again against Mercyhurst. How fun is it to see her score?
Really exciting. I know it's frustrating when it's not going as you hoped, and she's really settling in and starting to play how we all know she can, and she's a really great player, and she's putting the puck in the net and showing us just how good she is.
How much confidence do you get from your penalty killers out there? I know they've been so good this season. Haley Max got three shorthanded goals. You guys go 3-for-3 on the PK. But how much confidence do they give you as a goaltender?
I'm always confident when we get our penalty kill unit out there. I know that they're going to be blocking shots for me and taking girls out of the lanes, letting me see pucks. So I'm never nervous when we have to kill a penalty.
You had to make a couple of very scary saves, one breakaway. What goes through your head when you've got a skater coming right at you?
Honestly, not a lot. I just kind of, I don't know, for me it's just another shot. And we play a showdown in practice day before a game, so I see breakaways all throughout the week. And it's just, I think if I start thinking, it's going to hurt me more. And I just see it coming and just relax and let myself make the save.
How did you spend your Christmas break?
I spent a week in Florida with my grandma, which was really exciting. Good to see her. Good to see the sun. And then I got home for the second week of break and pretty much watched hockey, skated, and saw some friends about it.
A little cold compared to Florida, though, right?
Oh, yeah. There was like an 80-90 degree difference when I got back.
What was the best Christmas gift you got?
Everything I got was really nice. My brother got me a pair of nice leather gloves, which is going to be really great here in Bemidji. And it's his first time giving me a real gift with his new job, so that was exciting to open something real.
What does your family do on Christmas? How do you celebrate?
Depends on the year. This year, since we went to Florida, we just stayed in Minnesota and hung out as a family. Some years we go down to Chicago and see my family down there, but too much travel this year, so just stayed home and had a nice dinner and watched some Christmas movies.
Did you stay up and watch the ball drop on New Year's Eve?
I did. I saw there was a wedding going on during the show. I was a little confused what that was, but it was pretty exciting.
Do you set any New Year's resolutions?
I think just get better every day and keep my grades up, keep playing as well as I can, and hope it's going to be a great year.
Congratulations on another win. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.